From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is projected by a number of news organizations to be the Republican winner in Tuesday's Wisconsin presidential primary election. He leads businessman Donald Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich. In his victory speech, Cruz said he's catching up with frontrunner Trump.
In the last 2 weeks, and in the coming days when Colorado and Wyoming finish voting, we are likely to have gained over 100 delegates on Donald Trump.
On the Democratic side, meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is projected to win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. They said their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future, either by the ICC or in a national jurisdiction. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea had actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. This is VOA News.